our life. Can you tell us your name, please?
I can. It's Ani Avedisian.
And who are you?
Well, I'm a spiritual counsellor, energy worker, and a paranormal activity specialist.
And what do all three of those things mean?
Okay, that means I'm here to put the world into divine alignment and to bring common sense and common decency back onto this planet. I'll give you a little bit about my background because that will just facilitate the whole interview, okay? I was raised in my father's hotel in West Central London, which also doubled up as a safe house for various military, intelligence, and secret service organizations. And I was raised in an environment where I knew about the deep state machinery, the Illuminati, and the agenda of what the United Nations was going to turn into, what the WEF was going to be, what the WHO was going to be. So I didn't have to awaken into any of those things. I come from that culture. And there's also no easy way to say the fact that both my father and I were compromised into working for the people that we are now actively fighting against. I'm a specialist in identifying and dealing with Luciferian energies. And all vaccines, especially this one, this fake vaccine, the COVID-19 one, is a Luciferian agenda. I want to explain to people what that means because they hear that word and they go, oh, it's some religious right-wing nut job. And where am I? I'm a libertarian conservative, I'm not religious, but there is a supreme cosmic intelligence out there. Luciferianism seriously just means that you go against the establishment. The people who worship Lucifer are the people that we call the upper echelons of deep state. And they do this because Lucifer turned his back on co-creation with source energy. And when genetic material was available, when we first started to have the first physical universes, Lucifer became a bit of a mad scientist and started to experiment with the genetics and created the very first vibrations of what we call terror and fear. So these Luciferians, they do not worship the divine, they worship only the material. Since they don't co-create with the divine, they need energy from somewhere. And the only place that they can get energy to feed off is the fear of the people inhabiting whatever planet they happen to be colonizing at that time. I've seen probably about, I'm counting close to 200 vaccine injured people over the last 5 years, all of them from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I wanted to just tell you a little bit about what I'm seeing with these vaccines. They're not vaccines for a start, and they're not all the same. Some of them, the very worst ones, they produce a sort of what I call a nanobot. It looks like a parasite, because I'm trained to read things inside the body and I can talk to these entities, but they generally don't talk back. The ones from this COVID-19, they're very intelligent, even though they're hive mind. And I started to see people come in with strange symptomology. The only common denominator was that they had all been vaxxed, right? And I'm looking into the body and I can see all of these little parasites, and they're all replicating inside the body, and they're forming a sort of an intelligence network. This is extremely troubling to me, and it should be to everyone, because that intelligence, I ask that, why do you need an intelligence network when we are divinely connected? This particular intelligence network is there to cut humans off from their divine interface, so that they will be able to take orders or instruction from another entity, an entity that is not who we call God. That is the worst of the vaccines that I've seen. Other things that I've seen, of course, are the thickening of the blood, where you've got these blood clots, and the entities themselves will tell you, this is what I'm here to do. We also have entities in there that go straight into the brain and start to produce things similar to early Alzheimer's, where they start to attack and shrink areas of the hippocampus. I know, because of my background, that there is a Luciferian agenda to turn this planet into a slave camp of transhumans and then post-humans. That has always been the agenda. And the only way to get people to buy into this agenda is by deception and trickery. And if you have, especially a country like America, which I love, I'm a very proud American, I always will be, But we tend to worship hospitals, and we tend to worship illness, and we buy into it. And we create these hospitals and these pharmaceutical organizations that are palaces of pain. And we worship our pain, and we identify with our pain. So it wasn't very difficult to convince people to go and have an experimental shot in a car park and then get a donut or a freebie or something like that. You know? So I'm here specifically to tell people how you can overcome this. I'm not going to talk about medicine because that's not my background. You go and you see these wonderful alternative doctors that are taking the spike proteins out of your body and doing what they need to do. That's lovely, and I'm sure that with persistence, diligence, and focus, that will work well, because physical bodies need physical remedy. But this is a Luciferian agenda. We are not Luciferians. We are divine beings, or cosmic, if you don't like the term divine. The only way to overcome this and to make all of the other health protocols, medical protocols, useful and efficacious is for you, all of the world, I'm talking to everybody right now, own what you are. You are supreme cosmic intelligence. Each and every one of us, we are an individualized manifestation of supreme cosmic intelligence. We should stop praying to God and start acting as representatives of God. That phrase, to thine own self be true, we need to own our sovereignty. This is what has happened. We have created an apathetic and naive and distracted citizenry. We need to get back to the spirit of 1776 and own our sovereignty. And what does sovereignty mean? Sovereignty translates to common sense, common decency, common courtesy, common empathy, things that make sense on this world. The harmonious flow that comes from one's divine alignment simply makes sense. Look around you today and tell me you are not in a cesspool of insanity with so many confused people, misinformation on both sides, because that's how this kind of warfare is fought. People are very, very confused, very tired, very scared, very weary. I don't care if you're religious, I'm not. But you have to understand that there's something out there that is greater than all of us. And that thing is pure and unblemished, which means that at our core, we are pure and unblemished. So each and every incarnation we have is another chapter in our lives. Right now, here we are on planet Earth, at the cusp of a great awakening. We've had the deception. We're going through some sort of cataclysm. We are now awakening to the fact that if we're not proactive as citizens and as sovereign beings, we will be at the beck and call of darker energies for the rest of our lives. I don't believe that's what needs to happen on planet Earth. I think that what is going to happen right now is we're going to have a mass awakening, thanks to the people like you on this bus. We're having a mass awakening, and people are going to relearn what sovereignty is. When you own your sovereign soul, no one can convince you to do anything that doesn't feel right to you. When you go back into divine or cosmic alignment, your vantage point changes tremendously, and you look upon the world as some crazy computer game that you're playing. And because you have processed the emotions around it, you're no longer angry or triggered or troubled. You see what's happening in a cool, calm, objective way, which is the way that sovereign people from with divine alignment act. You'll be able to see what the situation is, and you'll be able to be in your power and say, this doesn't make sense. I don't think I'm going to do this. So that's most of really what I wanted to say today, is you can't do this without owning your true nature.
Fascinating. Although I don't like it when you say we've got to stop praying to God. I think that's one of the most important things we should be doing.
No, I disagree. We are gods in bods. Rather than praying to God as an outside entity, we should be cognizant that we are individualized manifestations of God, and step up and be the people that God expects us to be. So what I'm saying is, don't delegate your salvation, but own the God that is within you. Does that make better sense?
From where you're coming from, I hear what you're saying.
I
have a little different on that, but a lot of what you said, I'm bang on with.
I mean, okay.
But you know, that's isn't that how the way the world works?
Well, it's fine. And if you're at a place where you want to pray to God, then pray to God. But yeah. Then you move to pray with God, hopefully.
Well, so But listen, what I would say is that you are. I love the hobby. We've got to start to. I think for years we've been brainwashed. For certainly me in a British school, learn to obey, learn to be a good girl, learn to respect authority, and then you're brainwashed, and then you just bow down. You're right. We bow down to the white gods of whatever they, you know, the medical professionals. And we've got to turn that around.
Yes.
And we've got to own it and trust our gut instinct, which I call our God instinct.
Amen.
So you're saying amen. You do believe in God?
Of course I believe in God. How could I not believe in God?
I'm really confused.
Of course I believe in God. I use the word God. You're saying to me, why? I'm saying to you, don't pray to God. God created you. Everything that God is in you. Each and every one of us, we're not lesser beings. We're perfect molecular structures of pure source energy. Own the innate godliness within you and be God's representative on earth. That's all I'm... Of course I believe in God.
Okay, good. So I was a little confused there.
Okay, I'm glad to have...
I represent probably the average person in this world that gets confused. So that's good. My questions are good because someone else will be going, I thought that too. So a lot of this is great. I mean, maybe all of it. I don't know. Everyone will be... It's a difficult subject, this, because everybody's so picky. And gets it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the vegans. They attack us more than anything else in the world. More than vaccinations, God, or anything.
Yep.
God love you, vegans. But I don't know where we're going with this. But but you know, it's extraordinary that this is a subject that's very volatile.
Yeah.
So here's what I want. As we go into a new pandemic, which we are going into, by the way, everybody, it's either bird flu, climate change, all of it. Who knows? What is your advice so that these people, you've seen the outside of this bus.
Yes.
Do not make the same mistake again and fall into fear, because fear is where it starts.
Yes. That is the tool of the cabal. I want people to understand that if, you know, without fear is the food for the darker side of the establishment. And we weren't supposed to have fear. We weren't created to have fear. We were created with the amygdala and all to have a heightened sense of awareness for danger. Right? The human race has been compromised and henpecked to death so that we're terrified of just about everything, whether it's happening or potentially going to happen. Understand that fear is an absolute illusion, and this is why I say own your sovereignty, own the godliness within you, because fear does not exist in the original coding of mankind's blueprint. There is no such thing as fear. There is a heightened state of awareness so that you can make decisions pertinent to your physical safety. Just buy into the fact that you are a magnificent, immortal, eternal being who is adored by your creator. That vantage point alone will give you cool, calm objectivity, and you'll be able to look around and say, you know, I don't think I'm going to stick that thing in my arm or bum or wherever they put these vaccines these days. You know, you'll just say, no, I don't think I will. And then you will be bringing great light into the world. When you are divinely aligned, you bring light. And when you bring light, people around you see things. It's common sense. That's really all it is. And it's nothing that anyone doesn't know. They've just been distracted from it.
Now, is there anything else? Any warnings, any words of advice that you want to tell our people?
I'm not going to warn anybody. I think by this time, if you haven't figured out what's going on some level or another, you probably are going to be entrenched in fear for the rest of your life. I want to tell people there's a great deal of hope with this. You are hearing doctors say, oh, it's happening. It's been 3 to 5 years. The spike proteins, people are dying. People are dying. Half my clientele is dead. But there is a way out of this. But the way out of this is sovereignty and divine alignment first, which brings objectivity and common sense, which makes you a better citizen. And I think I also want to mention something, because we don't talk about shamanism or, you know, I come from a genuine Armenian animist shaman's bloodline. America particularly has a sacred purpose on this planet, to unite the world in some new form of secular spirituality as we hear the waves of the fourth dimension lapping on our shores. This is a very sacred land created for a very sacred purpose. And I believe that I want to tell all the American citizens right now, can you remember what happened in 1776 when the British wanted to take away our guns? We shot them. That wasn't a bad thing. You know, we crossed frozen rivers. All of this is not a romantic thing. Don't have some romantic notion about America's sacred purpose. But America is the place where we are supposed to bring all our faiths, religions, and thinkings together. And that will morph into some common philosophy of pure source sovereignty.
Anything else?
We can do better as a human race.
We can. And I think that was very, and you know, a different kind of interview to we normally do.
Yes.
And lots of, maybe we don't agree on all aspects, but that's the way the world goes.
Yeah.
For me, there's my one and only, my Jesus, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to say
I have a lovely relationship with Emmanuel. I adore him. There's no problem with your Jesus. He's awesome.
My Lord. Yes. All right, on that note, but thank you.
Thank you, Polly. It was a pleasure.
I was falling asleep before because I was so tired. Now I've got tons of energy.
Oh,
so there's that. Okay.
Thank you.